A group hoping to buy the public radio station KPLU from Pacific Lutheran University has announced that it's raised the money to do it. The news came from KPLU's general manager, Joey Cohn.
I am very excited to announce today that we reached our goal of $7 million.
That paves the way for the group Friends of 88.5 FM to enter negotiations with KPLU. If they reach a sale agreement, the previous offer from KUOW would be terminated. KUOW's Amy Radel has more.
It's been just over 6 months since KUOW and the University of Washington announced plans to acquire the news and jazz station, KPLU. After a community outcry over the deal, the UW and PLU agreed that a community group should have the chance to make a competing offer. Now that group, Friends of 88.5 FM, says it's raised enough money to match KUOW's offer, $7 million.
You know, we're amazed, we're humbled, we're surprised, to be honest with you, about the outpouring from the community.
KPLU General Manager Joey Cohn credited community members with organizing dozens of fundraisers and says the Seattle Foundation's Give Big campaign in early May put the effort over the top.
We raised almost $1.5 million through Give Big, and that was a big turning point in the campaign.
But there are more steps in the process. Cohn says Friends of 88.5 and PLU are working out details of a non-disclosure agreement, which paves the way for purchase negotiations. PLU Vice President Donna Gibbs congratulated the group on reaching its fundraising goal.
The deadline for the community group to have both raised the funds and entered into a signed agreement with us is June 30th. So it appears that the community group is well on their way to reaching that time frame.
The final price the community group would pay for KPLU remains somewhat in doubt. Cohn's group says transferring the station is cheaper for PLU than dismantling it, so a $6 million offer should be valid. Then his group could put the extra $1 million toward running KPLU. Gibbs disagreed, saying that would not meet the terms of their agreement.
We're contractually bound with the UW to accept nothing less than $7 million, so that's a non-starter.
Norm Arkins is a University of Washington spokesperson and member of the KUOW board. UW holds KUOW's license. Arkins says defining what constitutes an equivalent offer from the buyers is PLU's call, not the UW's. He says if PLU and the community group reach an agreement, the UW will wish them well.
As things developed, our view was it really didn't matter whether it was us or Friends of KPLU as long as it remained in the public broadcasting arena. And you know, now you've got a group that's obviously raised the money. Now they need to go the next step and conclude the agreement, and you have a community-based radio station, and we think that's great.
Arkins says if he could rewind and do it over again, he would have had community voices involved from the beginning. The Federal Communications Commission will also have to sign off on a purchase. I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.
KUOW has hired an independent editor to oversee coverage of the story. You can follow this story on our website, kuow.org.